Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's 49 degrees. Let's bring in the man with the plan for the week. That's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning to you, Marshall, and good morning, everybody. Did you have a nice weekend?
I had a very nice weekend. Got my car back from Sharon Auto Body. Somebody had keyed the side of my car, and total cost $2,800 for somebody just running something metal down the side of my car and putting one big long scratch. But they hit every quarter panel, every door, the gas cap. I mean, and with these modern paint jobs, so whoever did that, congratulations. Congratulations. Thank you very much. But Sharon Autobody did a great job in fixing it. And as a matter of fact, they even detailed the inside of my car.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a big surprise. That was nice.
How nice is that?
That's real nice. That's real nice. So anyways, but that's why you have insurance, folks. That's why you have a deductible. So I only had to pay the deductible. And off we go. The car looks great. So I had a good weekend, and I did a lot of cooking yesterday, Pat. Lots of cooking.
Okay.
I made enough food to have a new dinner every night of the week. This week.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad.
Now, how was your weekend up at the cabin?
Was good. Was nice. You know, went up Saturday, came back Sunday. I was extremely happy. I got all of the cleaning inside done on Saturday. When I tell you, I move everything. I mean, nothing stays in place. Not since we had that terrible episode with the mice a couple of years back. So I move the bed. I move the couch. I move everything. And Marshall, nothing. And I said, you know, the telltale sign is going to be when I get on the step-on stool and get up to the cabinets here, because I always would find droppings on top of the cabinets. Nothing.
Well, that's what happens when you completely seal up the house.
Yep. So I was extremely happy, did all the cleaning. I kept the windows for yesterday. I said, I'll do the windows last, because I figured I'm going to be sleeping there, so I want to make sure, like, all the floors are washed. I'll have laminate flooring. And they're really easy to wash. I use Swifter, and first I vacuumed, and then I used the Swifter. Got all of that done. Great. A lot of people stopped by to see me, because they said, "Oh, we're wondering what happened." You know, tell them, I was sick 2 weeks ago, and blah 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 blah. Some people stopped by to give me money for the dinner dance. The dinner dance is not this Saturday, but next Saturday. We need 75 people. That's our minimum. We go through this. This is the 23rd annual dinner dance that I'm doing.
So how many do you have so far?
47.
You think you're going to make 75?
No. And this is a decision. If we cancel it, and the reason I'm saying this, I'm sorry, folks, not to sound crude or anything, but if the dance gets canceled because of the lack of, quote, interest, next year they'll have to find somebody to do the dance, because that's it for me. Yeah. I've done it. We go through this every year, Marshall, and it's not fair. You know, if you know that you're coming and you haven't gotten the check in the mail yet, that's not a problem. I tell them this all the time. Just send me an email and give me a count, because the catering hall needs a head count to buy the necessary food for the following week. Yeah. You know, and it's not fair to them either. And the thing is, let's say we fall short. Okay, let's say we get 70. Okay, that means that the association then is going to spend five places to the catering hall for the people who are not there. And right now, each dinner goes at $100 a plate. So if we only get 70, the association immediately is going to be costing them $500 more for people that are not showing up. Now, we could do that, and we could probably get to 70, and the association won't say anything. But if we can't get to 70, they're not going to want to spend more than $500. So that's problem number one. But anyhow, was busy measuring where the addition's going to be on the cabin, and drawing that out to give to the contractor. And Sunday, yesterday, after I did the windows and everything like that, packing the car, it's about 2:30. You know there's got to be a story, Marshall.
I know.
And I come down my little steps from the cabin. I'm going to go to the back and make sure I closed up the shed or the outhouse. And I stop short because about 4 feet in front of me was not a bear.
What?
How about a 4-foot black snake?
That makes you jump, huh?
Well, it was headed under the cabin. And it was in no rush. And it slowly wiggled its way under the cabin. And there's a friend of mine there, and I said, I hope they have a nest there. Looked at me and said, what? I said, the longer that snake stays under my cabin, the less I will ever see a mouse.
That's exactly right. It's like a McDonald's, though.
Yeah. So I don't know if he's got a nest or she's got a nest under there. I don't care. It's a black snake. They're not poisonous. Of course, they're scary to look at. They're 4 feet. You know, they're not, and they're not little like worms. They're snakes, you know. But anyhow, so that was that. And I did all the windows. Everything is done up there. I don't think I'll be going this weekend, unfortunately, because of the weather. And that takes us right in.
Here we go, folks. We're to the weather.
Right. That takes us right into our forecast. Why? Okay, let's talk about what's going to happen today. Nice day. Sunny. 75 to 80. Tonight, clear. 55 to 60. The high that's been giving us this beautiful weather moves offshore tomorrow. We'll start with some sunshine. Clouds will develop in the afternoon, mid-70s. We have a cold front tomorrow in Ohio that will move eastward. So showers and a thunderstorm will develop very late tomorrow night and continue Wednesday. Now, normally the front will move by like it did on Friday and clear us out, but that's not the case. A low is going to form on the front and continue the shower and thunderstorm threat Thursday with a high 70 to 75. And then we'll clear things out on Friday with a small high coming in. It's only one problem. That same front will stall over the Gulf states. And another low will form on that front, and it will charge northeastward and likely bring rain and cool temperatures to our region for the start of the weekend, with hopefully bailing out by Sunday. That is the weekend look, or I should say the week look, from today all the way to Sunday.
Well, you know, Saturday and Sunday still a ways away. Things can change.
Totally agree. My personal feeling, I'm hoping they don't change for Saturday. I'm starting to be selfish again. Gary Garrison, who has a cabin across the lake, called me yesterday and told me that they're going to have a birthday party for our contractor at this house who had a stroke, and he's going to be up there on Saturday, going to have a birthday party there. Truthfully, my head's not into it. That crew over there is a little too, what's the word, rowdy and partying for me. I really just don't look upon anybody who drinks too much. And I don't like it. I don't think they're funny. I don't see any joy in it. So I'm a big party pooper, Marshall. And I just don't care for that. So that would be one of my reasons for not going there. But if it's going to rain, I have plenty of reasons not to go because I'm not going up in the rain.
So you're going to pray for rain.
Pretty much. Again, most of the modeling showing that right now. So we'll see what happens. But like you said, it could change. It could change.
All right, Mr. Snake and Mr. Minus Mouse, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio. You can hear it, of course, at robinhoodradio.com. Click on Weather with Pat Pagano.